It was just chicken pens.
Mm-hmm.
The pheasants we had were completely enclosed. They had a top and they had all the sides. And they always say that pheasants, domesticated pheasants, won't raise, you know, little pheasants. But the way ours was fixed up, it had bamboo in it and other materials that were growing, and the pheasants laid eggs, and they had little chicks all the time.
Neat.
Yeah.
Now your mother's people, where did they come from?
Well, her father came from Mechanic Falls, Maine. And her mother was born in Kansas City, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother's father, Thomas Kasead, had gone several times to California. Mm-hmm. And he decided it would be a very good place to raise sheep.
Mm.
And so he took the whole family. I forget exactly when it was. It was in the late 1860s.
Mm-hmm.
They went to California. He had gone overland a couple of times, but they went by boat from New York down to the Isthmus of Panama,
mm.
and then crossed over on a narrow gauge railroad. And they caught a ship on the other side, and it brought them up to California. And he had a large tract of land, which most of it is now where Disneyland and the freeway. He built a house, a two-story brick house, in which he had actually made his own bricks and fired them and everything. And the Hysterical Society tried to save it, but it became part of the freeway.
Oh, well.
But he made a lot of money, and he decided to go to San Antonio. And that was in the, I think, 1873. He decided to go to San Antonio. And they came overland this time by wagon, and the Indians stole some of their horses and various things. And finally, they came to La Mesilla, and they decided to get more animals and everything. Mm-hmm. But apparently, Grandfather Kasead looked the land over and everything, and thought this might be a good place to farm.
Mm-hmm.
And so they decided to do that, and he bought a good portion of the Brazita Grant, is what he did.
Huh.
And it was a very productive thing, actually. He did one thing that was very unfortunate. He died in 1885.
Mm.
And had made no will.
Oh, no.
And he had 9 children that had survived from his second wife, which was Grandmother Kasea. And I think there were 4 children from his first wife.
Mm-hmm.
And Uncle Hom was, I think, only 15 years old or something like that. It was Arizona, New Mexico territory. And they had to wait until the youngest child came of age before it could be settled. So you can imagine the mess that Grandmother Kasead had to go.